west of Sydney, over the ranges and into the sun. About 4 hours in a Japanese car. All around, the earth had a geological camel look, slowly rearing brown, calloused and blotched with shadows which appeared to sway in the heat, and an overwhelming air of patience. Some people say they remember the day he arrived. It was stinking hot. A scorcher. He stepped off the train alone, not accompanied by a woman, not then. Without pausing in the town, not even for a glass of water, he went out to his newly acquired property, a deceased estate, and began going over it on foot. With each step, the landscape unfolded and named itself. The man's voice could be heard singing out-of-tune songs. It all belonged to him. There were dams the colour of milky tea, corrugated sheds at the trapezoid tilt, yards of split timber, rust, and solitary, fat eucalypts lorded it over hot paddocks, trunks glowing like aluminium at dusk. It was a very small town. As with any new arrival, the women discussed him in clusters, turning to each other quite solemnly. Vague suggestions of melancholy showed in the folds of their arms. They decided there had to be a woman hidden away in a part of his life somewhere. Almost 5 months had passed. On a Monday morning,